We kick the hour off by welcoming in the fun crew from the Cedar Room. We have the culinary expert Trish joining us and the owners BJ and Hector. Happy Veterans Day to you guys, and we appreciate you stopping by the studio.
Thank you.
Happy Veterans Day to all those veterans out there, past and present as well. I'll give a little shout out here. What we've always done at the Cedar Room for the veterans is we always give you a percent off your meal. We don't just offer that on Veterans Day. That is a year-round deal. We do it to Cedar Room just because we, without you, we literally could not be doing our dream right now. So please, when you come in, let us know you're a veteran, and we'll definitely always give you the discount year-round.
And Hector, what inspired this year-round discount for the veterans?
My God. We have a lot of things to be thankful for, you know, and speaking of the veterans, not only our military veterans, but also our first responders, you know. A couple of months ago, we had a group coming back from New York to California. They started a trip in L.A., went clear over to Ground Zero on their motorcycles, and on the way back, I kind of read one of the guys' T-shirt, and it was a commemorative ride, and so I got to asking some questions, and a couple of the folks that were there had been part of the rescue crews that were there, so we just gave them the entire meal, and in return, we got a couple of T-shirts. But for us, it was not only chilling to hear their stories, but also, I mean, an overwhelming sense of gratefulness for folks like them that mm-hmm. are, instead of running away, they're running towards. Same thing with our veterans. And like BJ said, without them, we cannot be here. So hats off to every single veteran, both past and present, and to our young kids that will be veterans down the line. I mean, we cannot thank them enough.
And Amber, what do we have mixing up behind the bar for our veterans today?
Well, we've got three new beers that I brought in. I've got a Celebration IPA. It's a fresh hop IPA. I've got a Winter Welcome beer. It's a nice full-flavored ale. And then I also have a porter that we brought in. So a few darker beers in addition to just the domestics. Obviously, our full cocktail bar is always, always coming up with new drinks. We've got a couple new nice fall and winter cocktails that are really, really tasty.
Really?
Nice cranberry apple flavors, okay. Caramel, yeah.
You have some pumpkin behind the bar, too?
Oh, yeah. We've got our drunken pumpkin. that's always a fall favorite. It's a nice dessert drink. Does have some whipped cream, and it's a nice...
Yummy stuff.
Yeah. it's all good.
So. More of the dangerous stuff.
Yeah.
Caramel martini.
Yeah, we make it good, but the cocktails are obviously always going to be... somehow we're able to make all that alcohol taste really good.
So. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've been at the bar at the Cedar Room and thought, oh, there's no alcohol in this. And then I stand up a few hours later and I go, no, there's alcohol in this.
Definitely drink responsibly. But they are tasty. So.
Anything that you can really desire or
any taste palette, we've got it covered. So.
Absolutely.
Sweet to, you know, your old fashions, any kind of a Manhattan. We've got some nice dip drinks, too. So.
Sazerac.
Sazerac.
I've only had a few old fashions before, so I'm no expert by any means, but I was talking to a gentleman who's been at the Cedar Room many times, and he said that the old fashions of the Cedar Room are the best that he's had. And
it's our number one cocktail.
Older, so I'm going to say he's more of an expert than I am.
Yeah, it's definitely our number one cocktail, our original old fashioned. We also have two other seasonal old fashions right now. I have a black walnut old fashioned, and that's been very popular. We also have a spiced honey old fashioned that has a fresh honeycomb, pear, and orange.
Awesome.
So.
And Trish, we were talking off the air, the tomahawk is back.
It is back. It is large and in charge. They were cutting the racks down yesterday. We were able to take one out and show some folks, and it's just incredible.
Wow.
They're approximately 48 ounces.
Oh, my.
They're huge. They'll get a choice of two sides and their choice of a dessert for two. We've got a few spots left. They're going to have to call and get their reservation made so we can be prepared for that. We can do them to go as well. We've had several people call in and want to take them to go, so we've got foil pans, and we're ready to load them up and get them out the door. But it's more than just a steak. It's an experience.
Uh-huh.
You know, some people will look at that price tag and think, ooh, but it's so much more than that. We're engraving the rib bone, actually.
Okay.
Some people have anniversary dates that we're going to be engraving on the bone.
That is really cool.
Yeah, yeah, just some really super fun stuff. So it's more of an experience, but it's going to be a fantastic steak as well.
Engraving the bone, I've never heard of that before. Is that common practice?
At fancy places, it is. It sure is. It was fun because I called a lot of the people back yesterday that made their initial reservation and told them what they were doing, and they're like, really? That is so cool. And it just brought another element of excitement to their experience.
This is an experience you could get in Omaha or Denver. To get it here in the middle of nowhere, as some like to call it, is just another example of how the Cedar Room is top par.
Possibly Omaha and Denver, more like New York City.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, it's
so we're talking big deal.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of fun for them. It's going to be a good time. The kids are super excited about it. They're just bouncing off the walls to get this done.
And that's one of the reasons we brought the Cedar Room to North Platte.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to give North Platte an experience of the big city in a small town with your small town personnel and flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what I love too, BJ. You brought that up. It's a small town atmosphere, but you get those big time experiences. What I love at the Cedar Room is you watch people shuffle in and they sit at their individual tables, but then what, half hour after they're sitting down, they're interacting with people to their left and right. And Hector, you even said before there's tables that get combined after.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it turns into a big party.
Yeah.
Especially at the bar, keep in mind you can eat your dinner at the bar, and people really enjoy sitting at the bar and watching us make drinks. They always make new friends.
Don't ask questions. Just kidding. No, there's a kind of ticket. Oh, my God, what are you doing? What's that for? What's this?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Yeah, we definitely
have
like
fun.
Goldfish in a bowl sometimes, but it's definitely a good time for everybody.
Feel like an exhibit at the zoo
most of the time, but it's fun. Also, with the special this weekend, keep in mind that we do offer wine service, so we have a great wine selection. And any of the red cabs, the Pinot Noirs, would go great with the steak this
Malbec
weekend.
And the wine selection, we've talked about before, Amber, but sometimes I forget about it, and I think it's overlooked because this is a huge wine selection, white wine, you name it.
Yes.
I mean, dark, they've got it all.
Yes, we have the full spectrum of wines. You can always get any wine by the bottle, and the servers will give you a wine service at your table.
Yep.
So
with decanter and all that stuff.
So finally, it's a great say. Last night there was a customer there that used to finance wineries.
Okay.
You know, he's retired since, and he pulled me over, sat me down, and said, "Hey, you know what? You guys have an excellent wine list here."
And this is like somebody that knows what they're talking.
Yeah,
about.
Somebody's like, "Yeah, and I know. I've been to most of the people that we have." He says, "I've been to most of these wineries, and you guys are doing it right."
Wow.
So,
and you're not a vineyard or a winery.
We're not.
There you are.
No, but Amber
awesome.
Does a great job, and the reps that we have do a phenomenal job in keeping us in stock. And part of what we always wanted when we first opened the place, BJ and I, was that we wanted those harder to find or really good spirits and cocktails and wines, obviously. So the ladies have done a great job.
Yeah, wide selection, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're pleased to have Hector and BJ, the owners of the Cedar Room, joining us, along with the chef Trish and the mixologist Amber. And Trish, when we were talking about that tomahawk for two a minute ago, you're going to get that big steak with a couple of sides. Thankfully, there's plenty of to-go containers at the Cedar Room.
Correct.
Because not only are you paying for the experience, you're paying for dinner and possibly lunch the next day.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's almost a challenge trying to finish all of that.
Yep. It's going to be fun. And don't forget, we still have a few slots open for Christmas parties. We have people that are moving some of them into January because December is just so hectic.
Mm.
So give us
Good
a
idea.
Shout. Give us a shout if you'd like to do a gathering in January. We certainly can work you in and look at any other dates that might be open.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And BJ, as we look ahead, the Christmas season, Thanksgiving season, there's going to be some changes, obviously, in the hours at the Cedar Room with the holidays.
Yes, most definitely. What we like to do for our whole, we call them family. A lot of places call them staff, but we prefer the name or the word family.
It's much more accurate that way, too.
It is. It is.
We are a family down there. So what we do is Thanksgiving Day this year, we will be closed. And the day before Thanksgiving, we're going to close early at 4, so everybody can get home, travel if they need to. And we're also going to do the same thing for Christmas. So Christmas Day, we will also be closed. Christmas Eve, we will close early at 4 o'clock. We just like to see our staff be able to celebrate with their families.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they work their rear ends and tails off for us and do an outstanding job. You know, Hector and I have traveled briefly, but where we've traveled, I mean, we are, I can't say this enough, we are literally proud of our staff.
How could you not be? And Amber, being in the service industry, you wouldn't think that you'd have the flexibility as a young mother that you do, but you really do. I mean, this is hitting gold right here, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very blessed by these guys and all of the staff. And you know, as far as restaurants go, if you've done any work in the service industry, you'll see a lot of turnover. You'll see a lot of different ups and downs within the restaurant, mm-hmm. but this restaurant's just completely different, you know, and that goes to show, like, just who our bosses are, and they're, you know, they genuinely care about us, and they're actively working beside us. So it makes a huge difference.
I was going to say, if you don't know who's who at the Cedar Room, sometimes you lose track of who's calling the shots. Because
exactly. It's me, but...
Yeah. Well, what about Hector and DJ getting silly? In all seriousness, I've seen plenty of times where... somebody will say, Hector, go do this, and then you see BJ back there
it's
in his
true.
Own little zone doing the dishes. And
it is.
Like, oh my goodness, you don't see a lot of people that own the establishment that would be willing to do the dishes and that kind of
absolutely.
Work. But Hector and BJ do.
Yeah,
they absolutely. Put in the sweat equity.
It's true. I mean, BJ, more times than not, on a Saturday night, I'll be back there expoing or, you know, be in my bar back, you know, grabbing us what we need behind the bar and doing dishes and clearing tables. And, I mean, really, it's just everybody jumps in and does what they need to do, and it's a great atmosphere to work for. And like I said, I've been very blessed by these guys, and so has the rest of the staff. So,
Hector, if folks want to make reservations to dine at the Cedar Room, how can they do so?
Sure thing. So Facebook, well, we get some reservations on Facebook on our website at the Cedar Room. TheCedarRoomNE.com, and then our phone number. I always give it back to BJ because his numbers and
BJ's the numbers man.
Yeah, I'm the numbers man. It's 308-532-4825.
And if you're running errands downtown, just stop in and make a reservation too with the gals up in front.
Uh-huh. Yep, and don't forget about our lunches. Our lunches, I mean, maybe it's a dollar or two more than McDonald's, but it's a lot better.
And again, you're going to have some leftovers more than likely.
Yeah, most likely.
Lunch and dinner.
Yep. We've got the Reuben this week, and it's a specialty recipe. We did a red beet puree on that, and so pastrami, marble rye. Everybody's just kind of going crazy for that Reuben.
We need to air a disclaimer anytime Trish talks that your stomach may rumble following words. I know mine does.
Tristan, and I'd be remiss not to thank our staff also. BJ and I recently went to the CAB headquarters in Wooster, Ohio.
Oh, wow, okay.
We were part of a 25, members that went by. We were hand-selected, one of 25 people to go to a chef summit globally. One, because of the volume and the quality that we're putting out and the fact that we're 100% CAB or Black Angus certified house. But when we were in the conference room, they kind of were going around the room, you know, labor's a hot topic, and they were going around every single person. We were towards the last, and when they come to us, both of us shook our head no. I mean, we're entirely blessed by the staff that we have. They are vested, they are bought in. We are vested, we're bought in with them, and that's what makes the Cedar Room turn.
Those folks should have taken some notes from you guys, though, I think.
They did.
You could put on a seminar there.
They did.
But it was fun because... They told us, you know, like Hector's saying, they just can't find the labor force out there. And we literally have a full house, and we have a stack of resumes.
Awesome.
People waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, we are blessed.
It's more than a job at the Cedar Room.
It certainly is.
Word's getting out on that. So
it certainly is. And lastly, Tristan, I think we're getting ready to wrap up, right? So we want to thank all the Angus producers in the area.
Absolutely.
I know it's sale time, right? So we've hosted quite a few buyers last night, guys. FYI, they're here. So hopefully all your sales go well. You know, everybody traveling in and traveling back home, travel safely. Our hunters that are coming through, a lot of elk hunters going to Colorado that have heard of the Cedar Room.
Wow, awesome.
So they stop by. A lot of pheasant hunters that have heard, going to the Dakotas. So and so was here a few months ago, and they told us when you go, you have to stop at the Cedar Room.
That's awesome.
And so it's really cool. We've hosted quite a few of those already. So, and lastly, I mean, we cannot do it with the support of the community. It's been phenomenal. We support as much as we can, especially our youth organizations. But thank you, everybody, and happy holidays. It's coming right around the corner.
Look forward to having you guys in again before that Thanksgiving holiday. It's always good to see you guys.
Thank you.
We're coming up on Mugs in the Morning, thanks to local shelter insurance agents, Pete Bowles, Rent Rogo, and Bo Widd, Community Strong all day long.